السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت وبرکاتہ. مفتی صاحب, میں اللہ تعالیٰ grant you afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala give you the strength to carry out the noble work of deen and ilai kalimatullah and speaking what is haq and what is the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Markaz Sahaba, our sponsors, capital A, and Radio Al-Ansar, and everybody who's playing a pivotal role in conveying the message of Islam early in the morning throughout the world. Indeed, it's a favor of Allah. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all your du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today, this Mubarak blessed day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 28th of Zulhijjah, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, and verses 33, 34, and 35. When one studies today's world, secular, democratic, and remember capitalistic world, so people don't really believe in the year after and there will be paradise and hell and so forth and so on, because they are so obsessed and engrossed with their own lives and their worldly lives and so forth. Hence we find in today's world 8 billion people plus and 7 billion reject Islam, the message and the messenger alayhi salatu salam, Allah forbid. So why? Because they feel, how can there be life after death and how can there be paradise and so forth? So the Quran Sharif, which was, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is a message to humanity, a message to jinn, the invisible creation. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is giving us various examples in reality, but we take it for granted. So see what Almighty Allah teaches us. Chapter 36 and verse 33. Wa ayatun lahum, and one sign for them, ayatun azimatun lahum, and a great big sign for the people of Makkah first and foremost, the Quraysh, the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers. Lahum, for them refers to them, the idol worshippers, and then the whole world. Wa ayatun lahumul ardul maytatu, that there's a land and it is dead. Dead meaning it's barren land. There is famine, there's drought, and so many other things there. It's not producing anything. Ahyaynaha, and we gave it life. We send the rain, we send the fertile conditions. Who does all that? So ahyaynaha. Therefore Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun to stamp His Majesty, authority and sovereignty, a symbol of respect and reverence. And you say we, and that is to show that only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, through His grace and mercy, benevolence, can do this. So that land which is barren, so suddenly becomes fertile because now the rain has come. وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنَهَا حَبَّا, and then we produce from that land حَبَّا, the grain. See Allah Ta'ala using the royal pronoun, the plural, the collective, to stamp His Majesty authority and to show human being who does all this, who changes the unfavorable conditions to the favorable conditions. Go ask the farmers and go ask the boorer. They are the masters in this field of agriculture and farming. وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنَا حَبًّا فَمِنْهُ يَاكُلُونَ. And from there Almighty Allah produces different types of grain, and from there some of it you are consuming it, you are eating it. And this happens every season. If you go now and look at our farms and so forth, they don't look so lush and plush and impressive. But come to South Africa, remember December, January, and you will see the acres and acres and hectares of lush plush farms, and how beautiful they look, how much they are producing and so forth. But who is there to take heed? Oh human being, your lawn, your garden, right in front of you, who is producing, reproducing all the fruit vegetation every year? And yet you got doubt in the power of Almighty Allah, that same Allah that gave a new lease of life to your garden, to your orchard, to your farms, when He gives that life after death to you, O human being. So why are you so surprised and so amazed? May yuhyil idhama wa yaramim. They came to the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they brought the bones that were disintegrated and totally finished to pieces, and they said, who will give life to this, that there's bones and so forth that are totally disintegrated and totally, remember, finished? Qul yuhyiha alladhi ansha'aha awwala marra. That same Almighty Allah who created this universe and me and you, human being, the masterpiece, the first time, He will resurrect us. So open this very surah and chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verses 78 and 79, and there you will find your answer. Thereafter, the land was barren, now it became fertile, is producing. Now Almighty Allah Jalla Wala Mawqi'ul Imtinan is highlighting His favors and bounties upon human being. See what we have done for you, O human being, because you were, you are, you always will be the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. وَجَعَلْنَا. Wherever Allah is speaking about this, Allah is using the royal pronoun to stamp His Majesty, authority, sovereignty, a symbol of respect and reverence. You human beings, scientists, professors and doctors and whoever else, all put together, you cannot produce one grain also on your own without the rain and the ideal conditions. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ. And we have placed on this land and sand the gardens. مِن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ. مِن نَخِيلٍ, you need to learn some Arabic. Nakhil is a plural of nakhla. So nakhla will mean what? The one date palm tree. So one date tree, one tree. So then one is nakhla and nakhil is the plural. So thousands and millions of your date trees and so forth, go see in Medina Munawwara, the best date trees in the world. And that is semi-desert. But the barakah, the wasila, the du'as and supplications of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Medina Munawwara for the dates of Medina Munawwara and for so many other things related to Medina Munawwara. Till today we are witnessing it with our own eyes. Min nakhili wa a'anab, and your vineyards. A'anab, the plural of inab. You just go to Cape Town, go towards Paarl and go towards Worcester and go to all those places, and you will see the vineyards, one of the best in the world you will find in Cape. But that's a separate issue, that they're abusing it and misusing it. And then from there they produce their alcohol and wine and dine and swine and what have you. So that is a separate issue. We all know that is haram and not lawful. But if you just look at the kaleidoscope of the colors of the fruit, the vegetation, and Allah is highlighting, one rain comes and look at your garden, so many different colors, so many different sizes, so many different textures, so many different hues and colors, and so Who is doing all this? Look at yourself, O human being, all the complexions and languages and dialects you are speaking. So Almighty Allah states, وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ مِنْ نَخِيلٍ وَعَنَابٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونِ. And where you have these beautiful gardens and orchards and farms, and then in between them, we let the springs and that the water gushes forth through it. Otherwise that farm, otherwise that orchard, and all that cannot survive without water. So who is giving you the rivers and the dams and the springs and so forth? وَفَجَّرْنَا. فَجَّرْنَا means to split. So it is in between the farm, the water gushes forth in there. Uyun, the plural of Ainun, and that is your springs. Why? لِيَاكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ, so that they, the human being, can consume and eat from that fruits which Almighty Allah is giving you. Different fruit. How we love our mangoes, how we love our leeches, how we love our watermelon, and how we love our bananas, and so many other things. Remember that daily we enjoy it. Do you even realize, O Muslim, O human being, we had a full 8, 9, 10 course meal, and yet after that you bring the fruit. It's called fawakih in Arabic. So we are not eating that fruit and all that to remove our hunger. We are connoisseurs. We want to just taste which fruit is the best. Remember that. Is it the banana? Is it the mangoes? Is it the leeches? Is it the watermelon? Is it this? Is it that? So that is Jannah and Paradise. You won't eat and drink there to remove the hunger or to quench the thirst. There's no hunger and thirst there. It is just every person will be a connoisseur and just Allah sabil al-istilzaz, just to have it so that you will taste all what Allah has kept in store for us. Because Allah is the host and we are the guest. Remember that. Nuzulam min ghafurir rahim. Hospitality from Almighty Allah. Come people, ya ibadallah, today you are my guest. I know you are not deserving of Jannah and Paradise, but I let my special mercy envelope and encompass you. I have forgiven you. I am Rahim, very merciful. I am Arhamul Rahimeen, I am the most merciful one to show mercy. I am Akramul Akrameen, the one to give honor to whosoever he want to give honor. I will give honor. So that is Almighty Allah. Now see what Allah says. I gave you all this. Don't for a moment think, O farmer, O worker, O laborer, وَمَا أَمِلَتُ أَيْدِيهِمْ, and remember that you is not your handiwork, is not your hands work that all this happened. You just did little bit, you planted the seed and you toiled little bit there and you did all this, and suddenly they have bumper crops and you have bumper harvest and so. وَمَا أَمِلَتُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Ibn Jarir Tabari and majority scholars wrote the Mahde is Nafiya, is for negation. So it is not the handiwork of your hands. It is Allah doing it and not you doing it. أَنْتُمْ أَنزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنزِلُونَ. Who is sending down the rain from the clouds? Is it we or is it you? أَنْتُمْ تَحْرُثُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ زَارِئُونَ. Who is letting your farm and all that flourish and your fruit and everything? Are you doing it or are we doing it? Obviously, it's a rhetorical question. Only Almighty Allah is doing it. Afala yashkurun. Why don't you they be grateful? Be grateful. Grateful shukr means that in amul, that ita'ul mun'im, that you give the mun'im, the one who's the benefactor, you do those actions, li ridahi, that you did do those actions to please him, that he Almighty Allah gave us eyes, ears, tongue, money, wealth, time. So we use all that to please him. That is shukr. So daily, not only on a Friday or in Muharram, we are grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah. Every day, every moment of our life, Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. Oh Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, all gratitude, thanks is only solely for you. All praise is exclusively for you, oh beloved Allah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is the 28th of Zulhijjah, 1445, the Gaza genocide, day number 273. We present to you the local, national, international news, views and interviews. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So the Conservatives have lost there in Britain, and the Labour have won a landslide victory, 170 seats, you must remember, or so. That is the projected amount, that how much seats they will have won. And what will happen to Sunak? Sunak must go back to India, he and Sulah. They can go and make Sulah business there in India and join Modi. If they don't like India, both of them can pack up and go to Rwanda. He will resign. And I told you, Sunak, that they're making you an idiot. You think this whitey is going to vote for an Indian? So remember, a disaster. What a gamble. You're a foolish person. 6 weeks ago you said elections, there was no need for you to do that, and now you are disgraced forever. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. That whoever Allah gives honor, he gives, and whoever Allah disgraces. And don't think for a moment we are supporting the Labour Party. The Labour Party of Starmer and Stammer and them are worse than this Conservative. He is supposed to be a human rights lawyer, but when he speaks about Gaza, he doesn't speak any human rights of the Palestinians. He is 100% with Bibi Netanyahu and the war criminals and those who are continuing with the genocide and the war crimes for the past 76 years. So one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Whole lot of them haramis. Biden, Trump, and you must remember this guy here, Bibi Netanyahu, and Sunak, and Starmer, and whoever. Me, I can't stomach them. They bunch of war criminals, and they bunch of, remember, that pro-genocide. That's what the whole lot are. 2,000 people marched towards Bibi's residence. That is what your Harriet says in Jerusalem, humiliating him, disgracing him. And they're saying, resign, resign, we want elections immediately, bring the hostages home. This was a terrible week for the Jutlas and Israelis and the Jewish cursed nation. You must remember that 5-6 Jutlas were killed yesterday, 20-30 of them injured, some of them severely, and Hamas are doing a great job, and Hezbollah doing a great job, and Ansarullah doing a great job in Yemen and Lebanon. May Almighty Allah dismantle the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. And remember, they themselves said they need 10,000 men immediately for the Israeli army. They're running short of ammunition. Can you believe Israel cannot take on Hamas and Hezbollah at the same time, because they will experience a terrible defeat? But we always thought that you are the most moral army. Now we realize you are the most immoral army, you baby killers, you haramis. And if you don't know what haramis means, it means a bee, an illegitimate child. And yeah, we will say a big bee. Remember the big haramis, remember that. 3 Swedish people are going to be executed in Iraq, and that is for murder and what have you. So obviously Sweden are very, very upset with that. Hamas and Israelis have started negotiating there in Qatar. You know why? Because Bibi Netanyahu has to give a talk and a lecture there to the Congress, and he wants to pull the wool over their eyes. See what a great politician I am. I'm the best person for Israel. And now we have a ceasefire in place, although it will be temporary, and we are bringing back the hostages. Whole lot haramis. You must understand their tactics and strategies. They are a cursed nation, the only nation on earth from time immemorial who Almighty Allah made them, transformed them into swines and monkeys. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Chapter 5, verse number 60 of the Noble Quran. France fears big danger coming on, and that's on Sunday. 30,000 police will be prowling the streets of Paris, of Paris and France and so forth, because of the second round of the elections and so forth. So Hezbollah kills one Israeli and sends him to the hellfire. Alhamdulillah, we're very happy about that. And they fired more than 200 rockets and projectiles straight into Israel, and many places caught on fire and so forth. Very good. Hamas has never been stronger. You see that? Israel cannot win. More than 9 months, you can't beat Hamas. Shame on you, Israel, America, Britain, France, Germany, and all you Western countries and Arab tinpot dictators, haramis, murtads, ghaddar, and traitors. Every one of you will lose your kingdom and your oil and what have you. You can't stand with the batil and expect good. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. Once you are bending, inclining to the zalims and the oppressors, Allah Jalla wa Ala will punish you in this world and in the year after, and you can see it happening. In Mauritania, you should know this, O ulama and students, Allama Shanqiti, so the old name of Mauritania was Shanqit, and he wrote one of the great tafsirs, Adwa'ul Bayan, remember that, which I had, and then I gave it to some ulama or students. So remember, masterpiece it was, Adwa'ul Bayan by Allama Shanqiti. Sheikh Atiyah Salim used to quote his ustad, Allama Shanqiti, so many times and cry, وَقَالَ وَالِدُنَا رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ, he would cry. So there in Shanqit and Mauritania, they recovered 89 bodies, a whole boat capsized in sad incident there. Mostly Muslims, obviously. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. They passed away as shuhada and martyrs and so forth. Egypt in big trouble. The Pharaoh there, the tinpot dictator, Sisi, the murtad. Remember that he changed the finance minister, this minister. You can change whoever you want to. We have to get rid of you. Then things will turn better. You must remember that. They always look for some other people. Trump insults, he's playing golf, right? So they came there. You know how the media love it. Mr. Trump, what do you have to say about the debate? He used expletives and he used a flowery language against Biden, FNBs and what have you. He swore his guts out and he said that Kamala also another hopeless, useless. So the Democratic Party are in disarray and the donors are saying, you, Biden, hey Joe, genocide Biden, butcher Biden, we're giving you 5 more days to see, and the power and the pressure is increasing on him to resign, that he will not take part in this elections in November 2024 and they must replace him. He's not mentally fit or physically fit, remember that. You know Mahathir of Malaysia made a very good statement. He said, I'm in my 90s and then I resigned, but when I look at him, this Biden, he's gone senile, you must remember. How can you have a senile character to run America? But that is America, where they have morons, and both sides are morons. Trump and Biden, both haramis. So not enough eggs in part of Australia. We eating eggs left, right and center here in South Africa, and our huzu is breaking. And down under in Australia, can you imagine not enough eggs? Come on, you guys, wake up. Come take eggs from South Africa. We got enough eggs and enough jokers here. Most of them jokers, certain comedians in Parliament. Tunisia opposition leader Lutfi is arrested. That is what Said case does. Remember that? He's a tinpot dictator. He locked up so many ulama and scholars, and he locked up Ghanoushi. You must remember, Ghanoushi is an old stalwart. I met him personally. So remember that. So that Pakka Harami Murtad curse leader of Tunisia. Hurricane Beryl, 7 people killed so far. They went to Grenada, then Jamaica. Now it's going towards Mexico. I hope it hits America also. This week, Sunday, is confirmed, is the first of Muharram day in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. The Kiswa, what you call Ghilaf, will be changed. You must remember this week, Sunday. They used to do it on the 9th of Zulhijjah when we used to go to Arafat, but MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, came. He said, no, now we must do it on 1st Muharram. So 1st Muharram, 1446, will be Sunday, confirmed already in Saudi. And remember, they will change. Those of you who are there in Makkah and they don't miss this, it's something very interesting. There are 5 pieces of the Kiswa, so one for each wall and one for the door, the golden door. So you must remember, they don't remove all one time, wall by wall, wall by wall. Ta'aziman li baytillah li ka'batil musharrafa, so that they show respect and honor to the Baytullah. Putin ready to manufacture missiles. He said the treaty with America is over. I don't have time for America or for all these haramis. They showed their true colors. We will manufacture our own missiles that you said are prohibited. That's why we like you, Putin. You're a good harami. Show America. Give them a bloody nose. Fix them up in all parts, whether it be in Ukraine or NATO or Europe. Biden has 5 days to prove himself. The mega donors are saying we're holding back our money and he should be replaced. EU tariffs on Chinese electric cars are increased. So what do you think, European Union? China won't hit back, you idiots. So China has got much more leverage over you than you have. So the bridges, 10 bridges collapsed in India in the past 15 days. So must be some guy who got some, do you understand? He learned from South Africa how to make tenders and so forth. And the sad part of this, this is in a Muslim area of Bihar. 10 bridges collapsed in India and Bihar in the past 2 weeks, 15 days. A US citizen is jailed for drugs for 12 and a half years in Russia. It's right, put them away. Put them away, Putin. That's why we like you. Now, when I was very young, you know. So remember this to have the July handicap, you see that? So then this week, Saturday, is the July handicap. The horses and the donkeys and people will be looking and so forth and so on. And one ticket more, Salim Karim, listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Merkez Sahaba from Joburg, Durban, 6,000 rand. You can go overseas with 6,000 rand. So but people, you see the media, it hypes up things, you must remember that. And it plays with people. The Gauteng government of Lasufi, you see, so now it's a minority government. So now the first hurdle they will face is when they want to present the budget. So the DA are plotting, planning already. Zilla is no sleeping. She's a shrewd politician. Go read the life history, you will find out. So Helen Zilla and the DA are plotting, planning, scheming. And if they have enough votes and enough opposition, they'll block the budget. Then what you can do? You see that? Foolish move on behalf of Lasufi. They power drunk these people. So this today, 10 o'clock to 10:30 is nikah announcements. A'alinun nikah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, announce the nikah. So send your nikah. We won't come for your nikah. Bye, ancestor mother. We just want to announce it to revive the sunnah and nabawiyah. So send all your nikah announcements, inshallah, to 084-786-3132. And more Zaid Khan, inshallah, between 10 and 10:30 will then announce it, inshallah. Our program today, Sheikh Mahir Al-Mu'aykili, the Imam of the Haram, who visited South Africa last year. So then the Adhan will go there in Makkah, 11:25 South African time, their time, 12:25. Inshallah, we will translate it, take the Salat, make Dua, and thereafter I will be there in Northcliff, you understand, in Masjid Al-Qadr, and that is, inshallah, Adhan day is 12:20. And inshallah the talk will start at 12:30 till 1 o'clock inshallah, Masjidul Qadr. So let us make Qadr and appreciate all our masajid that we have throughout the world. Allah protect Masjidul Haram, the Haramain Sharifain, and that is our holiest sites in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, and Masjidul Aqsa and all our masajid. Ameen. Masaleem, we have exactly 15 minutes left inshallah. Let's fire up quick Q&A inshallah.
Well, I have two ridiculous questions regarding yourself. Which horse do you bet for July handicap? You are coming to Durban this July, right? Give me some lucky numbers and make Dua win this time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My brother, I'm coming to Durban next week, not this week. So next week, Thursday, inshallah, you got your facts mixed up. You must never play with Sharia. You can lose your Iman. You must remember that. You say, give me lucky numbers and thus and all that and that. Even in jest, remember that. Wala in sa'altahum la yaqulunna innama nakhudu wa nal'ab. When you ask people why you make these statements, then remember, say, no, we just joke. Allah says, don't play with Allah, with Anbiya and Prophets and the Quran. You can lose your Iman, brother. So don't play with the Deen of Islam. One day, many years ago, they kept one horse named Mufti, and that horse came out second, you see. So that much I remember, you must remember. It's haram, all this gambling and that. To watch it also is haram, remember that.
Okay, second point, Mufti Sahab, my point is that we cannot be perfect without sinning. So you were naughty in young days, you couldn't have been perfect. Which was the best activity you enjoyed the most, like watching Hollywood movies?
So you must remember that the best activity was the love our parents gave us and so forth and so on. And you must remember that to play sports, that was our life. We came from soccer, cricket, we came after school, madrasa, playing our soccer, our cricket and all these type of things. That was our youth, you must remember. You look at our youngsters today, 90% of them good for nothing. They can't even run 1 mile, 1 kilo. Obese they are and so forth. We used to play soccer, cricket, we used to go there in the mine in Heidelberg and play tennis there because they wouldn't allow us, you know. We coolies, coolie, khanna di coolie dorp too. So that was my youth, which I really miss, you know, that how we used to enjoy playing and so forth. So, but we were there in school, madrasa and hifz and all that. So that we remember, alhamdulillah. So get our youngsters involved in something that is permissible and productive. That is what we should do. Naughty, you must be naughty. So you can't be. We sin till today. Kullukum khatta'un wa khairul khatta'in at-tawwabun. So Allah Ta'ala made us such with weaknesses. So the more we sin, the more we must cry and beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala for forgiveness.
Sahab, in today's modern world, life revolves around technology. I have applied for numerous jobs. However, data and Wi-Fi is needed to get a reply from prominent employers. I am zakatable, so is Wi-Fi and data haram for me to have in order to seek my livelihood?
My brother, you've got the wrong end of the stick, the wrong end of the miswak. You see Tabligh Jamaat. Whether you like, you don't like. Now it's 100 years Islamically. Since Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawarullah Marqadahu started this work in Mewat near Delhi in 1925-26. So Islamically it's 100 years. There's a book also out. Anybody wants it, Tabligh Jamaat, 100 years, just send me a message. I'll forward it to you. 071-888-1184. So the good and the weaknesses, we all have weaknesses. But it's the best Jamaat in the world in the past century. Remember that. Globally what they did, internationally nobody did. No madrasa, no darulum, no jama, no alim, nobody. What a tabligh. They don't use technology. They go walking, they use the miswak, they don't use mic. You must remember in their salat, you go to Raiwin, is 1 million, 2 million people, they don't use mic and all that. So we are now mar'oob. We are overwhelmed and overawed. No, we must use that. Then our progress and so forth and so on. Quran Kareem tells us a better prescription. You see, our name is Bilal, but we think like Bali. Our name is Maryam, but we think like Mary. That is what the Western media, Zionist media, wants you to do. We are small little chewing gums, but they're recording me for past 20 years, these haramis, because they feel we are a threat to them. You must remember that. Surah 65, Surah Talaq, verses 2 and 3. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That whosoever, you must remember, fears Almighty Allah, Allah will make a way out for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will give you risk and sustenance from where you never ever anticipated, expected. Why you want to take zakat? Why you don't go wash people's cars? Why you don't go clean people's gardens? Why you don't go to some? You say, no, how can I do it? Our pride does not allow it. I want to sit in an office. I want to have computers. I don't even know how to use a computer. You ask all these people here. Yeah? I don't know how to use I don't even know how to switch it on. I only know my phone, yes. And that I had to learn step by step. There's Junaid Mota and all of them, they teach me. Till today, I don't know all these things here. Yeah? So remember, that is a shame, and that is the plane of the enemies of Islam. They think you can't make progress, you must remember. Tabligh Jamaat made the greatest progress. They saved not thousands, they saved millions of people from becoming murtad and so forth. I travel so many countries, go see the whole continent of South America and see that what they did there. So we reject that, brother. No zakat, start washing cars, start cleaning gardens, do all that. Go learn how to become a carpenter, plumber, electrician. You don't need Wi-Fi for all that and so forth. So today people want to use, and then you will get addicted to it, and then you will watch more vices and so forth.
Mustab, what happens if you drop the Quran? What should we do?
There are two scenarios. Allah forbid if a person throws the Quran and so forth deliberately, فَقَدْ كَفَرَ, he's out of the fold of Islam because he has shown disrespect to the noble Quran, the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the kalamullahi ta'ala. So normally a Muslim person won't do that, but mistakes happen. Sometimes the Quran Sharif slips from our hand and so forth. So read Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 28. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. Oh beloved Allah, do not take us to task for that which we did forgetfully or inadvertently and so forth and so on. So each one of us, you must remember every day, read the last three four lines of Surah Baqarah. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. Then in the ending, وعفو أنا وَقْفِلَّنَا وَرْحَمْنَا. When we say that, I said it now, Allah already says, فَعَلْتُ فَعَلْتُ فَعَلْتُ, I have done it for you, O my beloved servant. You asked me for forgiveness, I forgave you. You asked me for satari, to cover and conceal your vices and sins, out of my benevolence, grace and mercy, I have done that. And for the future, وَرْحَمْنَا, envelope us in your mercy, Allah. So that is what we should do. Give out some charity and so forth. You know, when you just now that brother sister asked about naughty business. So we were very naughty, I admit it. We used to touch the Quran without wuzu many a time. We wouldn't baligh. So now who's going to make wuzu every time? You know, like that it was. So, but we ma'asum also that, you see. So sometimes the Quran slips from our hand, you know, and this type of things. Yeah, because we're children. So then the Kalas, you know, those people who come from India and all that, Lailpur and Saharanpur and Palanpur and Kolvatpur and all this poor business. So they got the Lal Kitab, you understood? So they say, no, you know what's going to happen? That you must give out salt. Otherwise, what's going to happen? You will have to pick up the Quran and so forth with your eyes. And I don't know what and what stories. All these are Indian fairy tales. Remember that Lal Kitab stories. You don't know Lal Kitab, one rare. Red book, not the red book of Mao Zedong, so remember that, or the green book of Gaddafi. This is the red book of India, fairy tales, you understood? All fairy tale stories. So that is one of the fairy tales. Just give out some charity there and ask Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness if the Quran Sharif fell off from our hand, fell out from our hand, and inadvertently, unintentionally.
Mufti Saab, can I sue my family for my inheritance, which they invested and living off the profits?
I'm not sure what the real question is. Did they usurp your rights? You must remember that of your share. Your father or mother passed away, and the executor and some of your siblings, they said, okay, that let's pull a short deal here and pull a short here, meaning that we will deprive him, ABC, XYZ, of his or her inheritance. So for them, if they really did that, Surah 4, verse 14, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ تَعَدَّ حُدُودَ يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they went beyond the limits, that they usurped the rights of other heirs, and they deprive them, disown them, they go straight to Jahannam and the hellfire, and they stay there in the fire, Jahannam, Allah forbid, for very, very long period. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, and for such a person will be a humiliation, hating punishment, disgraceful punishment. So that's one. Second one, you told them, you got the ulama involved and so forth, and told them, give me my share, and they don't want to. Then you want to engage the lawyers and senior counsel and barristers and attorneys and advocates. Totally permissible, no problem with that. That's one side of the scenario. But if you, all the heirs, you understood, you'll decide that, okay, we got this 1 million, 5 million, 100 million, whatever, and let's invest it. You all got your share, and then you say, let's invest it, and now you lost money, and now you're blaming one. How the Conservative Party is going to blame Sunak, you good for nothing Indian, you made us lose, and so forth and so on. So now all of you going to blame one person, that's not right. How you all went in the deal for investment for profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, now when there's loss, so proportionately you all must enjoy, inverted commas, the loss as well. Al-kharaj bid-daman, al-ghunmu bil-ghurmi. That's the meaning of it. Where there is potential of profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, there must be potential of loss as well. If that is the case, then you can't sue anybody. Then you must all blame yourself. You know this amanat and all these things here. So you must remember there. So this very similar. People were given money and so forth. And then you know the whole story, what happened. So remember those who are guilty, they must reimburse the people. Remember that.
Ustisab, can we stop to help a Muslim lady to change a flat tire on the road? So what? She is in dire straits.
If it was a person, a male, would you stop? No, you wouldn't stop. If it was an old lady, so would you stop? No. You saw one young tart, and you alone on that road. So the shaitan will come. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And Satan, Lucifer, will come embellish all the vices. You say you alone, your wife is not there, and she's alone, and she's wearing the tight tattoos. So you will say, Aito bohari lage. A man indeed, is a friend indeed, is a person indeed. Indeed, is a friend indeed. You know how the saying goes and all that. You say, let me go fix up a flat tire. A lot of things of yours will be flat, will be rising, brother. So remember all haram, you must remember. Why you don't go to the garage? Why you don't go and pay somebody and tell them that take the tow truck there and bring her here or something? Go to the police station. Go to somebody else. Why you want to go? If it's a male, you shouldn't stop. If it's an old lady, you shouldn't stop. If it's one young tart today, then you want to start. So you must remember what you want to eat. You want to eat cook sisters, brother. So all haram that is.
Mufti Sahib, my husband and I live on a farm. My husband has a heart problem. We don't have any neighbors. So don't you think it is faras for me as a lady to learn to drive in case of an emergency?
So why you'll keep on staying in the farm? You know the farm life is so dangerous. How many farmers were murdered in the past 30 years since democracy came? So why you want to do haram things that now you're going to drive and so forth and so on? So you must remember, you and your husband, you old. I don't know where's your children, if you have children. So the best advice I can give you is lease out that farm, rent it out, and you'll move into the town, metropolitan area, and stay there. So if something happens, you fall sick, he falls sick, then the hospital, clinic, doctors are near. It's not healthy this day and this age to stay permanently in remote areas and farms and all that. Just last week, 2 weeks ago, I heard a Muslim person died, and they only recovered and came to know about his body was there, and the body was decomposing 3 days, 4 days after he passed away. So Muslim I'm speaking about. Therefore, it's not a good thing that. I would not encourage people to stay in the farms in remote areas. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Sahib, my mother-in-law is evil. Can you give me some advice to control my temper?
She will say, daughter-in-law is evil. You know how it goes. It's 3 sides to the story, 2 sides to the story. Everybody who's being harmed by somebody, read Surah 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawm al mufsideen. O Almighty Allah, help me against the mischief makers and against the troublemakers. Allah Jalla Wala knows it alone, who he knows, who is the real pious person, who is a troublemaker and so forth. Inshallah al-Aziz, 11:25 khutbah, and then we will translate today with Masjid al-Qadr, day in North Cliff. Barakallahu feek, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.